What did Christ say in Revelation? Go back to how you started. Keep doing that. What did we do? Faith. Just keep doing that. Most people worship a God who accepts what they do, be it ever so small, be it psychological, mental, emotional, whatever. But I have to do it before God will save me. I have to do it before God will deliver me. I cannot just simply trust Him. My God isn't that kind of a God. No, you've got to do something for your God. Mental, emotional, psychological, whatever. Verbally and physically, ritual. But that's your view of God. And that's the God you're going to worship. If that's true worship. True worship is based upon the understanding of how we're saved. Now, let's go to, that's the immediate context, let's go to the author context. Look at John 1:14. John 1:14. Now, we're going to take a little journey this morning. I'm not going to be on a motorbike here and speed our way through this thing, but neither will I log too much time in any one of these passages, and if I lose you along the way, maybe you can get to tape, but I hope I don't. But let's see if we can make this journey together. The first time that John uses the word truth in his gospel, let's look at it in John 1:14. And the Word, and we already know that's Jesus Christ, or the second member of the Godhead, or God becoming man, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay. Full of grace and truth. Boy, we could talk about being full of grace, but we're looking at truth. All right. Why did Jesus Christ come? There are two primary answers as to why Jesus Christ came. Most people say Jesus Christ came to bear the sins of the world. I certainly would not argue with that. But I think if we read through the Gospel of John, we could have an equally heavy understanding. Jesus Christ came to reveal to us the Father. We studied this in our Christmas special, and we studied this all the way through. God said, okay, if you need to have an understanding of me, to trust me and believe me, which was Job's problem we saw in the first book, the most important book, then I will do that for you. I, God, will become man, manifest myself in a manner, in a way that you might see and understand. So, Jesus Christ came, God became man, let's put it that way, that we might have a manifestation or a revelation of who and what He is. If we understand truth here, as being what God is really like. He is full of what God is really like in His revelation of God. Let's see how this flows. Look at verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. This helps us to narrow down our understanding of the word and definition of the word truth. Truth can't just simply be, you know, the Bible or something like that, because the Mosaic Law is in the Bible. The Mosaic Law is doctrine. So this takes us from there and stirs our thinking. Then what is he talking about here? For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were given. By the way, you're going to notice here grace and truth go together. It's amazing how grace and truth go together throughout the Old Testament. And truth and love. But we'll see this in a few moments. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. The law is not the truth. The law is not the true way to God. The law reveals God as what kind of a God? The law reveals God as a God who will save if you do for Him. That's the God that the law reveals. That's why the law is designed to increase sin. That's why the law is designed to kill. So the law reveals a God who says, you have to do something for me. Now, while a lot of people, I mean, these were Christians, in the church age would say that they don't need the law, yet they do have their own law. They have their own list, which comes under that principle of the law. So when you do that, then that says, my revelation and understanding of God is that if you do something for Him, He will do for you. Not just simply trust Him, as opposed to just trusting Him. You have to do for Him. That's my view of God. That's a false view of God. That's what we have right. That's one view of God. Jesus Christ reveals and proves God. And as we're going to see of God, that all you have to do is trust. Another important one in the writer by John is John 8. John 8. John 8, 32. Oh, this one is so powerful. We could really spend some wonderful hours here, but let's just do it in a matter of a moment. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want to ask you a simple question. If I have to do things for God, simple as they may be, for salvation,